Okay.
I'm going worse than Mike Tyson. I'm going for the whole ear.
You know, it's funny that you said Mike Tyson, he said whole ear, which I'm sure that Mike Tyson at the time was thinking himself was like, holy field, hold ear. That was stupid. that was completely dumb.
What?
That was completely dumb.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
What's up, everybody? It's season 5 of the Orbit Spaceman Show. We have made it. Yeah, I know that this season is running a little late, but we here. We made it. We're going to make up for it with some great guests and stuff like this and great conversation and all that jazz, you know. We're going to be talking about food. We got some great comics coming through this season. I got some great stuff set up for everybody. I got new merch coming out this year. We got some stickers. We got new t-shirts, all that cool stuff. I'm going to set some links in the bio and stuff on how to get to that new stuff, the new merch. Yeah, it's going to be a great season. It's going to be a great time. We're going to make 2022 a great year, too. So, let's do this. Let's get to it. Let's start this season off with me. I'm just talking with my grip friends, Kenny and Malia. And we're just talking about some random stuff. And, you know how that goes. So, let's do it. Here we are.
First off, did you know that you can eat fucking hippos? Did you know that?
Really? What did it taste like?
Okay, so first off, I was looking at this.
I mean, it's a meat,
day.
So you should be able to eat it.
I mean,
is there some meat you can't eat?
I mean, I'm
actually,
sure.
Actually, there are. There are meats you cannot eat.
Toxic.
Yeah. I was definitely
about
to say there are some definite meat
to eat. But the thing is, why haven't we been known that
we could eat hippos? Like, because the thing is, the reason why is because one,
it's incredibly dangerous to kill a hippo.
That's one. But the thing about it is the fact that, like, who the fuck is eating? No one in America.
But somebody had to eat it before. Before now, right? Just think about it. They had to.
Hippo meat is a popular food in Africa and is considered a delicacy. As the meat, hippo meat can be cooked in many different ways. It can be grilled, roasted over an open fire. It can be spit roasted over coals, over wood fires. A traditional method. And then it says,
"Call me
it,
African."
What
lady.
What does it taste like?
It's a lot up here. Call me.
It says that the meat has a mild taste. It's like a less like lamb and more like beef. It's marbled like venison, but it just I guess it's hippo. It just tastes like hippo. They're fucking river horse. You know what I mean?
Right. Do you have people eat horses?
Yeah, people.
But
people in like Australia eat a shit ton of
that horses. It is illegal to eat elephant meat.
But what would it taste?
Yeah, it's illegal to spot.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it would be.
It's definitely
illegal to say.
I mean,
I didn't know that shit.
But you think somebody had to actually eat one though before?
Yeah, that's why it's illegal.
I wonder what they thought of it. Like, I wonder how they cooked. I wonder if they seasoned it.
I mean, the thing is, it probably cooked it on a fucking fire.
Probably.
You
I don't
me.
Know.
There's
but
no
what
no
I want to know is, what was the nigga thinking to eat the fucking...
Think
I just want to know, nigga. What was your thought process?
In, this century era of the world, of our timeline.
What
right?
you're saying is somebody...
Somebody has gotten some elephant meat, hippo meat, and just
probably a white motherfucking.
Hopefully they put some razzle-dazzle seasoning on that shit. Hopefully they, still brought a little the culture on that bitch. And,
they must have said the culture.
Near culture.
Yeah.
As in
the culture.
Yeah,
near season
culture,
that shit up
yeah,
real
yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it probably was good.
Like,
I'm pretty sure.
I wonder what kind of wine they paired with it.
Bro.
You know what, bro?
No.
So what you're saying
what
is...
if they had the right sides to go with it, you know?
What sides would go with hippo?
I don't know.
What, piranha?
I mean, if you're like,
piranha,
no, really.
That's another week. Maybe some like wild
bread, I mean, like, yeah, wild like rice. Some like wild fuck yeah, wild rice or like some wild like, wild onions or some shit.
Like,
or,
wild or, onions. Like an ostrich egg salad or some shit.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean?
Another animal that you really can't get no
bro,
egg
somebody,
from.
That somebody had to eat a lion, bro.
Oh hell no!
Well, I mean, hold on. Fair, okay, hold on. Whoa. We need to. We're gonna look. We gotta look these up. But because the first one before we even started this, we were talking about was armadillos. Can you eat armadillos?
You can though. Yo, and I know you can. Yeah, that's you not can. Strange to me though. You can eat armadillos. You eat possum? Because I like. I'm in Mississippi, right? Ugh. I'm from Mississippi, so yeah, I know people eat armadillo. So, I didn't.
You eat possum?
I've seen people eat possum.
No, pause.
Okay, raccoon.
Why you? No. Fuck that. Why you hesitate? Why you hesitate when the nigga asked about possum? Fuck that. You didn't try some damn possum before, have you? Go on, tell me. I'm being honest.
Raccoon. Hold on. How are you? You are not one to talk because you eat fucking frog legs.
Hey, bro, frog legs.
Why is
fine.
That weird?
Yeah, why? Yeah, that's disgusting.
Why is that weird?
That's
bro?
Disgusting.
Why is
nigga.
That weird to you, bro?
It's because like, it's fucking. Because you don't.
This nigga ate possum.
You don't eat the rest those of the body.
I said raccoon.
Raccoon. Yeah, that's disgusting. Those are literally trash rats, bro.
It's trash pandas.
Trash pandas. There we go. Thank you.
It was weird.
Weird. Shit, fuck that.
Ugh.
Fuck wait, that.
And it was like I was a kid.
Shit. And my dad was who gave it to you?
My dad. And I was
no, like, and he looked like one of them real Mississippi niggas though.
Fuck you.
He really looked like one of them real Mississippi niggas. I really realized that.
But,
after so on, I seen on. Him in Texas. Right, because on, he did on, look on, like a Texan.
So what part of Mississippi?
I'm from Laurel, Mississippi.
Where?
Mississippi. It's called Laurel.
It's Laurel. Laurel, Mississippi.
Where is that?
It's like past Jackson, by Hattiesburg, before you get to the coast. So basically, you know.
It's down there at the bottom.
It's like Greenwood, Mississippi.
Damn near by Gulfport, bro. We out.
They damn near.
We
out near the bottom.
No, we are out away from New Orleans.
Okay, so abolishment got there last.
Yes.
But yeah, okay, so I get it. Yeah.
I wasn't
yeah.
free to.
Guess what,
bro?
Guess what, bro?
I wasn't
guess
free
to
2013.
Guess what, my nigga?
That's for real.
She's saying she wasn't free to 2013. That's true as hell. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
I know. Yeah,
them niggas were slaves.
Slavery did
not get ratified.
They forgot about it.
Oh, wait, let's go back. Let's go back.
Fuck that.
The fact that this man just said ratified. Let's go back and not eradicated. Let's just
no, like slavery.
Oh, let's just get rid of it. I was like, huh?
No, wait. Literally, that's what it is. The 13th Amendment did not get ratified until fucking 2000 something.
Hey, Mississippi, look it up.
Yeah, man, I know that. But, yeah, I know.
So that means I was born a slave.
Here's the thing about that too. Also, some shit that happened to me. Back in like 2000 and fucking like 8 or something. Right, 2008, right? So
damn,
like,
how old was far.
It's far. How yeah, I know, was. Right? Sounds far. So.
I don't even know how old I was. I'm trying to think of how old I was at that time.
I was alive.
How old was I? I was 12, my nigga.
So a guy, I go to the bank, right? And this dude basically robbed me because he basically tricked me and I felt bad for him, and that's why sometimes I be cautious of fucking with niggas, because he was like, yo, he's like, and he looked the part. That was the crazy part, because he's like, hey, I'm from Mississippi, and he had like a bag with like some papers and bullshit, and he's like, hey, he's like, I need some help, he's like, I got this money. And, you know, he said, the people I used to live with, they said I could leave. And I was like, what? I was like, what? What? What are you talking about? And he's like, yeah. He's like, they said I could leave. I'm free to go. And I was like, where are you from? And he's like, I'm from, like, bumfuck dick parts of Egypt, fucking Mississippi somewhere. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah. He's like, the guy said that I finally could go on. He's like, I've been working for him my whole life. I was like, so you were like a slave, my nigga? He's like, yeah, yeah. I was basically like, this man opens like a fucking McDonald's bag and is like, yo, like I got a fuck ton of money in here. And he's like, the dude just gave it to me. He said, I was free, I go. I'm like, you need to go in the fucking bank, bro. Like, what are you talking about? So this man is like, no, like, I don't trust those people in there, right? Okay, right? And he's like, well, I'm just trying to see if I can get a ride down the street. I'm like, okay, right? So I give this man a ride down the street, right? And all this other shit, help him get his fucking bag out of the car. And then come to find out that this man was like the slave version of fucking Jimmy Pickpocket. This man like pickpocketed me and like stole everything in my fucking car except my damn keys. Right? Damn. All right. And then what's extra crazy is that there's a guy who's like, hey man, I'm gonna like help this guy. Like, you need some help. I'm like, sure, whatever. This guy needs help. Like, he used to be a slave. You know what I'm saying? Like, he needs help. Whatever. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to help ex-slave people. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what to do. He has a bag full of money. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's gonna tell you that he'll probably stab you for that bag for money. Like, don't fuck with him. I'm just trying to help him. You know what I mean? This man's got a fucking McDonald's shirt on, right? Mm-hmm. And then after everything happens, it like clicks on to me, right? So it's like the dude comes, he's like, oh, you need some help, blah, blah. And then I'm like, damn, like this dude's a pretty nice guy too, right? This is not a black dude. You're helping. We're helping each other. I feel really good right about now, right? No, right? Because then all my stuff gets stolen. And then I'm like, what the fuck? So I go to the McDonald's that's next door. I go in and I'm like, hey, the guy used to fucking works here, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, huh? What are you talking about? I'm like, he's got a blue fucking shirt on with the fucking M. He's like a fucking manager, got like some brown fucking thing on. They're like, dude, we haven't worn those uniforms in like fucking like 5-6 years, dude. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then this one guy's like, oh yeah, bro. Like that dude probably just ran a scam or some shit. I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, he has a fucking McDonald's shit on. Like he works here. Like, and they're like, nah. He's like, did some guy tell you he was a slave? And I was like, yes. And he's like, oh yeah, those dudes just probably robbed you, bro. And I was like, what the fuck? Like I was pissed. And at that was the moment I learned in my life. And I was like, you know what? You got to watch niggas, bro. Like, niggas might tell you a slave, but they might fuck that slave shit, nigga. Like, fuck that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was my instance of some shit that happened. Sounds bad, but it's what it was. It's what it was. And yeah, and that's how I learned that. I was like, oh, because I thought it was 2012. But that's how I ended up learning, too. That was like, oh, like niggas in Mississippi, you know what I mean? Or was actually still technically could have been slaves or whatever, right?
I think my mom will birth certificate say Negro.
Bruh, my mom's, I think my grandma, I think it is, her birth certificate says colored on it, bruh. And like she was born in Tennessee. Like,
yeah,
they're
fucked.
Yeah, that's fucked up, dude.
Colored is better than Negro.
No, I would rather be called Negro because that's at least a color in the fucking Crayola crayons. You know what I mean?
Then colored.
Yeah, colored is not.
Colored is just.
Colored is like. We don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What the fuck?
There's 24 crayons now. It could be any of them. You know what I'm saying? That's what that sounds like to me. You know what I'm saying?
But.
And then it's like.
If you look at a Negro in the color in the crayon box. It's just black.
Exactly.
Dark black. Black. But I like a different shade of black. So you would
but here's the thing.
We're not even what? Black. That's the fucked up part about it.
Oh,
but here's the thing though.
Like that,
here's the
we're
thing.
Not even black. That's the fucked up part.
We are black.
Yeah,
we not black at the same time. If we talking kind of like color, whatever, right? Like to me, that's why I also feel like the phrase like oh, like people of color, right? I feel like that's low key like some racist bullshit to say. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate it when people say that shit, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah,
simply because I'm like, okay, yeah, people could like, because I bet you motherfucking. You know,
yeah,
I really, you know what I'm saying?
All
right, okay.
I
bet you they not gonna be, they don't count themselves as people of fucking color. And I'm not talking about white people. You know what I'm saying? So the ones that's the next shade closest. They, the white people call them something else, like the Southern. Anyway, you get what the fuck I'm talking about.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? But right. At the same time, it's like, okay, yeah. Indian people, they're a shade of a brown. Mexican people are a shade of a brown. You know what I mean? And it's like, maybe African, black, brown people were fucking hella dark back in the day.
Because of...
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. With the equator.
They got a huge factor in skin picking touching.
But...
And you got to think about what part they are born in. They born in Africa. Indigenous land.
Right.
So, it's niggas who literally are New York. It's niggas who...
But yeah, if you think about this, though, right?
That's crazy.
Think about this at the same time. Let's run this back. Right? Because I know a lot of stuff that I've probably said on this has probably sounded kind of racist.
It really has. I ain't saying shit about
it. All right. It sounds like it's been racist, but it's not being racist. It's just being facts about the shit.
That's no, it's true.
If you think about it, it's just being facts, not being racist, just being real. All right. Nextly, what I was going to say it, huh? Oh, next thing I was going to say about that is the fact that, look, really, I'm black. I wouldn't want to be any other color. I love being black. Mm-hmm. I love all black people, whether you come from Africa or the coastal islands or Jamaica or wherever you come from. You know what I'm saying? We all black. Now, with that shit being said, right, I'm glad that white people came up with the shit that they did, though. If you think about it.
Yeah.
Like, because if they had started off calling us brown and shit, we would not have the nicknames and cool shit that we got today. We wouldn't be calling each other niggas. We would be calling each other brownies or some whatever stupid shit like that.
Sound gay, so I ain't never calling another nigga that.
Exactly. But think about it.
No.
Think about it.
Bro. Same. I'm kind of glad they called this nigga the beard.
I mean, hey.
Because we took the word, bro. But
I mean, yeah, we took the word, but we just abused it. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
We abuse it. I abuse it a lot. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with a little abuse here, man.
But.
You're in there.
Your fake
ass voice. I want you to swing that motherfucker so I can just.
What the?
You a sociopath. You should not be in the ring. You should be in the
middle. You know, I think he thought about it before. Like, if this nigga get me, I'm gonna bite this motherfucker. Like, he had to prepare. Like, I'm
gonna
bite
this nigga ear.
Like, who just bite a nigga ear like that? And you fight, you got the chance.
I'm talking about the nigga real deal. Fight the full motion to move his head.
But he said, he
ripped that hell.
I feel like he thought about, I might bite this nigga here before the match.
A lot of it too, I think, for Mike Tyson biting that nigga's ear off.
Come on, bro.
Was probably the cocaine. You know what I'm saying? It was probably the cocaine.
More than likely what it was.
Yeah.
He probably did a lot before he went and knocked the ass out.
Honestly, to be honest, like, if we going back in time, right? If we just going back in time, we always talk about Holyfield and be like, Holyfield, bro, like, the man got his ear bit off, whack, blah, 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 whatever. But at the same time, think about how, because, like, to be a boxer, for one, to me, that's like, I know MMA is like some hardcore shit, but it's like, I feel like to be a boxer, like, you just
taking constant blows to the head. You right. Gotta so be like, a strong ass nigga.
For one, look at the age difference at that time. And then the fact, too, is just like, bro, like, Mike Tyson is a fucking monster. This nigga's a monster. And so he's just like, bro, like, I gotta go in here and fight this dude. I'm sure Holyfield, the last thing he was thinking about was like, oh, like, I'm just going to go in here and give him my best one, you know, beat his ass or whatever, you know what I'm saying? The last thing he's thinking about is this nigga's trying to eat me, you know what I'm saying? I think that was the last thing he was thinking about.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it's a good thing it happened. It's a good thing that he did bite his fucking ear off. Because if it didn't, we would have never had George Foreman grills. This nigga, you know what I'm saying? Think about if George Foreman, if Shark Tank had been out, George Foreman would be like the biggest nigga ever on Shark Tank. Because like, I got a grill. Get your fat out. And they're like, we want to make a deal with you. And he's like, huh? I want to make a deal with you. Huh?
Your right side. Oh, okay, okay.
I feel like that's funny as fuck. Because, you know, anyway.
You know what?
But.
Officially.
But.
I ain't doing this no more, man. You just a different breed when you want to be hung.
I just think it's funny.
You just be thinking about shit. I mean,
yeah.
You just come into your head. Mm-hmm. It's natural, huh? It just come out, huh?
It does.
It's funny for no reason.
Bro. Oh, okay. So check this out.
Man, the fact is,
check this
I'm trying
out.
Not to laugh because I'm going to die if I laugh, bro.
So have y'all seen the new trailer for Bel Air yet?
No.
What? You haven't?
Yeah, I don't know why I haven't, but.
Bro.
Well, I got a bag in my pocket.
What the fuck else you got up in that bitch?
Yeah.
This man just pulled out a whole
mini grocery bag.
A mini,
like that's like a 40 bag. He's like, oh, it's like a 40. Like, what is it, this brown bag?
The brown bag
holds the 40. That's hilarious.
This man says the 40. Hey, this is the 40 bag, though.
Yeah.
This is most definitely the 40 bag. Now, let's go.
What you got on my 40 hoes?
You got the real pharmacist bag type shit. Back in the day.
Linda said,
why is both of y'all right? It's hurting my feelings because this is the 40 bag and that is definitely the pharmacy bag that I'm holding on. Y'all ain't shit.
I know.
Right. It's okay though. Because y'all might and shit ass people. My little be y'all know.
Right. You know something else that I feel like maybe possibly ain't shit.
What
is the new Bel Air show? I just had to throw that out there.
You talking about?
So you saying it's good?
No, I saw the trailer and
I don't know about it.
To be honest, like
I don't know about it.
It just didn't.
I'm gonna give it a solid.
It didn't seem.
I'm gonna give it a solid. Solid.
I forgot I got a tattoo until I saw Nate tattoo.
I'm gonna give it a solid.
Yeah, I got one. I just got the tattoo.
You wait a minute. Screw it. Pause. We're gonna come back to the Bel Air situation. When did you get a tattoo?
In Vegas when I went.
What? Of what?
It's a small little heart. We got it all as a cousin.
Okay. Where did you get this? Like, hold on, separate. This how you just gonna like, oh, I'm just gonna mull over this tattoo. I'm just gonna mull over the conversation. Oh, I went to Vegas, so I got a tattoo. Like I don't be watching fucking Ink Masters shit all the damn time.
Nick, check it out. Just we have a normal conversation, drops a bomb. Boom.
Right.
Yeah, just drops a bomb. I have a tattoo now, boom. Just
secondly, did you get a tattoo?
No, I did not.
Why not?
Because I was not there.
Oh,
I was
didn't go.
Oh, okay. I thought you were there. No. What? So what was the name of the place where you got tattooed?
It was pink, and they did it for $10.
Well, so it was like a flash tattoo.
I know.
So like what? So it was like
it's just like a little basic one. It's a famous TikTok tattoo spot. And my cousin's like, let's go while we're there. Let's get matching tattoos or whatever.
Did you put it on TikTok?
No.
Why not?
How did you?
I think I did it on Snapchat.
How did you go get a famous
TikTok?
A famous
TikTok.
Well, maybe not even that. It's just the fact that it would be like, oh, yo, check this out, son. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. What? Okay, so what's the name of the place?
This shit hurt you for work.
It hurts you?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Hold on, wait. Let's run it back. What's the name of the tattoo place?
Okay, let's see. Let me have to go back to Las Vegas.
Because this is interesting. This is interesting. Because I have plenty of tattoos. Oh, I love
that
tattoos.
That means you didn't watch my Snapchat then when I posted that shit.
But I saw when you was in Vegas, but I didn't see nothing about a tattoo.
I didn't see the tattoo thing either. I was watching all y'all.
Oh, no. There it is.
That's all I saw. I didn't see
it. Yeah, it didn't. Let's see if I got a location on my photos when I took it.
I was about to say, I didn't see none of your, because I looked at every single
photo. It's so funny how you're just being all like nonchalant. Like, you know. It was just a tattoo in Vegas. Just, I got it done by the guys on Ink Master, you know.
I didn't say it was them. It was like a little small one.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm just like,
it was in the arts district, though.
In the arts district?
Yeah.
Let's see.
It's Coolsville Tattoo.
Coolsville?
K-O-O-L. S-B-I-L-L-E.
All right, let's see. Coolsville's Tattoo, Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Coolsville Tattoos is around 1,400 miles away.
I don't care about that. I just want to see where that's at. All right, cool.
You'll be disappointed. I feel like you'll be disappointed because it's not what you think it is.
Well, the reason I always want to look it up too is because me and my girlfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Me and Bree are super into tattoos. Like, we watch tattoo shows, mm-hmm. all this kind of stuff all the time. We've both been talking about going to get tattoos a lot this year. And we had talked about Vegas as well. And so it's also funny that you mentioned it, because it's just, I'm like, dang, I want to see the stuff that they got. Like, you know what I mean? And their work actually looks really, really good. You know what I mean? So...
This is the man, if you ever wanted to, I got to. That's him. Hopefully he got the same hairline, because you can't see his fucking face.
Hopefully he got the same fucking hairline, because you can't see his face.
But home of the $10 tattoo. Yeah. All right, so give them a quick shout out right quick. The Coolsville tattoo people or whatever. You know what I mean? So if y'all listen to the podcast.
You recorded it?
Malia came and got a podcast. I got a tattoo from y'all. Orbit Spaceman, you know what I'm saying? Might pull up one day. All right. Anyway. But yeah, bro, that's dope. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them. You know what I mean? They got good shit. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
You was recording this? You didn't know.
But hang on, remember this. As the I would always say in Tenacious D, hit record, Kyle.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Uncle Jerry. I just want to tell you guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. It's been a great time. I always like it when, you know, you guys are involved in the show. So don't forget to leave a message or to send a voice thing in or whatever they call it. You know, if you like the podcast that much, you can follow the podcast on Instagram, IG, I think that's what they call it. Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter. What's the other one called? TikTok, I guess. Yeah. So anyway, you can find the podcast and all that kind of stuff. And like I said, my name is Uncle Jerry. And if you're ever in New Jersey, definitely come and holler at me. And you can get some of the best hot dogs around, you know, because that's what New Jersey does. It's hot dogs and pollution. All right, we're out of here.
Stop, I just wanna pop, so I'm catching these plays. Damn. You like to talk, I chop your top. Homie call that shit catching the fade. The dog got the drums, no parade. Yeah. In a trench coat, leggy blade. Damn. I ain't never asked for no help to get all this wealth, so you know I'm self-made. I remember back when the lights got cut off, and the only thing that I ever did was pray. Ask God to help. help me wake up the next day. Found me as a brand new play. Now it's going all too well. Bitches wholesale, I'll do the whole damn bell. It's all pre-sale, cause if it's my money, then it's all retail. If you can't afford, then it's all oh well. Bitch, I'm doing swell.
Bitch, I wake up, I buy. Yeah, I hustle real hard. Yeah, I'm posted on corners like street signs. I put that on God. Yeah, this shit be so fire. These rappers, they really some actors. Bitch, you know I'll be riding around with them Percellas. You know they be clappers. Dog, I got whole team. Pockets on full like I'm Lil Baby. Yeah, they talking so shit, but I come from a side where you cannot be shady. Yeah, you know I be rolling with mobsters. Understand, homie, you know I'm a gremlin. Yeah, you talking that shit, but homie, you understand, dog. My heart ain't got feelings high.
Yeah, man. Try to count me out. Motherfucker, every time I fall, I'ma get back up, come 10 times harder. All I do is win. Losing ain't in the blood. Yeah.
Dog, I stand on my 10. Yeah, I know how to grind. Yeah, Monday to Sunday to Monday, I'm grinding for mine. Yeah, I do it for sons. Yeah, my two kings. I got a lady that ride with the Draco LaShawty, she ride for the team. Ay, yeah, I know about trapper, my uncle be trapper, they bank robbers too. All of the money, we know about loot. Money and jacket, don't know about you. Bitch, I know I grind like the sun. I shine so damn bright, I can't unscrew the bulb. But other than suckers, they know they be haters. They watching me, homie, but know it's no love.
No love in my heart. Damn.
She keep on blowing me up. I think I'm finna throw up. They sippin' Sudafed, but it's white when I pull up. You cannot smoke with us, you can't afford to roll up. I think I'm finna go nuts. Monkey nuts on the AR. When we all roll in the truck, your family better duck. I roll around with them killers.
Damn.
Come from the Sudan militia.
Yeah.
50 cal rifles and Glocks with extensions. You really don't wanna be slipping.
No, sir.
I got it tatted on me, so all you hoes know you better not miss it.
Don't me.
We take your life in the night, and we leave all of the children.